This is Passport to Texas. The fall hunting forecast and feral hogs are two stories that loom large in the September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Editor Louis Bond says another story not to be missed deals with some scary characters.
We have a great story this month from Mike Cox, who talks about cryptids. It's a term for legendary and mythical creatures. Of course, usually we talk about real science here, and I must stress this is probably more imaginary than anything else, but we do get a lot of calls about some of these creatures. One of the earliest was the Wild Woman of the Navidad, whose sightings were first reported in the 1830s and eventually wound up in print in 1924 in a volume edited by J. Frank Dobie of a gigantic woman with a large club who wandered through the woods, sort of a Bigfoot, but the female version. The one we get the most calls about here in the office is the chupacabra. And, of course, we interview our own mammalogist, John Young, to find out what are these animals that people keep finding. And his theory is basically that they're foxes or coyotes with mange. I learned about a new creature in this story called the lechuza, which is found in South Texas, or supposedly found, I should say, part bird, part bruja, or witch. So there's a lot of really cool creatures, which hopefully you won't encounter on your hunting trip.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.